Chapter 99. The controller seldom felt weary, but today had taken its toll. Nothing had gone as anticipated. The tragic discovery of the insertion shaft in the ice, the difficulties of keeping the information a secret, and now the growing list of victims. Nobody was supposed to die, except the Canadian. It seemed ironic that the most technically difficult part of the plan had turned out to be the least problematic. The insertion, completed months ago, had come off without a hitch. Once the anomaly was in place, all that remained was to wait for the Polar Orbiting Density Scanner, POD, satellite to launch. PODS was slated to scan enormous sections of the Arctic Circle, and sooner or later, the anomaly software on board would detect the meteorite and give NASA a major find. But the damned software didn't work. When the controller learned that the anomaly software had failed and had no chance of being fixed until after the election, the entire plan was in jeopardy. Without PODS, the meteorite would go undetected. The controller had to come up with some way to surreptitiously alert someone at NASA to the meteorite's existence. The solution involved orchestrating an emergency radio transmission from a Canadian geologist in the general vicinity of the insertion. The geologist, for obvious reasons, had to be killed immediately and his death made to look accidental. Throwing an innocent geologist from a helicopter had been the beginning. Now things were unraveling fast. Weiling Ming, Nora Menger, both dead. The bold kill that had just taken place at the FDR Memorial. Soon to be added to the list were Rachel Sexton, Michael Tolland, and Dr. Marlinson. There is no other way, the controller thought, fighting the growing remorse. Far too much is at stake.